Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The number 30 spot in the Royal Rumble is pretty damn special. It has become a position fans get excited about because when used right, you will blow the roof off the place. John Cena in 2008, for example, Madison Square Garden lost its mind. Given there have been so many Rumbles, though, you can't hit a home run every time, and sometimes the performer who should go on to win the thing absolutely drops the ball. So my name is Simon from What Culture. Remember to look both ways before crossing the street and subscribe, and this is the 10 biggest final WWE Royal Rumble entrance flops. Number 10, R-Truth in 2019. Now let's make things very clear. R-Truth is great. He is a living legend, should go into the Hall of Fame as and when, and he's just a joy to watch. In terms of what we're going to talk about here, he just got put in a position where chatter was going to explode on the internet. Because just as he was settling into his entrance rap, Nia Jax of all people walloped him from behind and decided, I'm in this match now, before she did indeed enter herself into the men's Royal Rumble. I thought this was really cool, but given the idea of the whole match is that the last entrant is meant to have a huge advantage, Truth didn't even make it to the ring. That is not the definition of success. Nia was soon dropped by an RKO as the live fans went nuts, as well as YouTube, as this has done all the views. And while I sound like a little bit of a hypocrite, bravo WWE for trying something different. You're running shows every week. It's always nice to have freshness at the top of your goals. Number 9, China in 1999. Historic this. Whereas the Nia Jax arrival felt big, it wasn't the original, because that came 20 years before, when China broke the mold. The first ever woman to enter the men's Royal Rumble, WWE made a big deal of this, which is why it was such a shame she only lasted 30 seconds. Tied into her story at the time where Mark Henry had not been treating her right, meaning the ninth wonder of the world made a beeline for her former beau, wrecked him and threw him over the top. It was pretty badass. She had totally forgotten that Stone Cold Steve Austin was still an active competitor though, because as soon as China turned around, the rattlesnake clotheslined her to the floor, probably because WWE knew that of anybody on the roster, he could get away with it. They were right. But once again, she came in at number 30 and wasn't able to do much of anything. It sucked. Number 8, The Warlord in 1992. What is it with the number 30 position? I mean, it wasn't until 2007 when The Undertaker won the thing from being last in that somebody actually took advantage of having the rub of the green. I mean, look at The Warlord in 92. You also don't get a surprise here, as this was during an era where we knew who had entered into the whole thing, meaning the commentators told us that War was about to come out. Man, did he play second fiddle. Because during the 13th Rumble, we still had the likes of Hulk Hogan, Sid, Ric Flair, and Roddy Piper in there, meaning no one even noticed this guy, even though he was massive. After throwing some wild punches, Hogan and Sid, I think, got annoyed about this, because then they just threw him out. He didn't even get to the 2 minute mark, meaning once again that even if you do have this luck, it doesn't always help. Number 7, Duke Droese in 1996. Or the dumpster. Yes, that's right. In the mid 90s, WWE was obsessed with their wrestlers having gimmicks that related to a job, meaning Duke here was a garbage man. Or something, I don't know. It kind of shows how clueless the company was at the time, because not only was Droese last in, but the announcers were even laughing how stupid this was, because there was no way he was going to win. He was in there for 1 minute and 10 seconds, but you barely saw him as the camera was so focused on proper stars like Shawn Michaels and the British Bulldog. When we finally did cut to him, he was being murdered by Kamala, who then teamed up with Diesel to throw him out. I'm sorry, but that is a waste of number 30, and if you want to know of some success the dumpster did have in the then WWF, well, he won most smelliest at the Slammies. Oh dear. Number 6, Tugboat in 1991. At least old Tugger's got 2.5 minutes when he entered at number 30. Better than most on this list, but fans were beyond disappointed as before Tug, they had seen Bushwhacker Luke, Brian Knobs and the Warlord, so this whole thing just lost its steam. Interestingly, he went after Earthquake, who he would team up with eventually as Typhoon to win the WWF World Tag Team titles, but he then went nuts. He decided he would be the guy to take on Hulk Hogan, even though this was the same person who thought his way to the top was pretending to be a ship. It didn't work because Rick Martel made some noise and distracted Tug, so Hulk said goodbye, which also meant the boat got rid of a grand total of 0 people. This was not good. Number 5, Vader in 1998. This ties into the use of Vader overall in 1998, which, to be honest, wasn't that great. But look, he came in at number 30 and did eliminate the Honky Tonk Man, so at least that's something. As the Mastodon had defeated Goldust earlier in the show, he then went after the Bizarre One, and you already know the deal. Even in the late 90s, Vince McMahon loved 50-50 booking, so Goldie grabbed Vader and chucked him over the top. This was disappointing, as everywhere else the Masked Man had been booked as a monster and smashed it, whereas WWE decided they would have him cry and call himself a fat piece of sh**, and no, I am not joking. So this was more evidence that they weren't going to use Vader like Vader. It remains such a mystery, like Evolution. Number 4, Kane in 2011. If this had been Kane from 1999 or something, we would be telling a different story, and even though I always liked the character, there was a period where it was obvious the MO for the Big Red Machine had changed. He was mostly there to fit into a role where he could be used as a monster who was beatable. It wasn't the worst idea, but still. Amazingly, in 2011, he only got 90 seconds, but even in that time, he saw Ezekiel Jackson and said goodbye to him. And I suppose one of the reasons it was so short is because, yes, this is when the WWE went, we should do a 40-man Royal Rumble, so time was against us. We did have a cool idea after this, because Kane basically just shouted, I am a bad guy, and went after Rey Mysterio, who was the smallest guy in the match. The twist was that it failed miserably as Rey reversed a chokeslam into a Hurricanrana, got the better of Kane, and survived for another day. I think this is mostly a flop, though, as even Michael Cole mentions on commentary that years ago, Kane had lasted 53 minutes and 11 seconds in 2001, so by comparison, yeah. Number 3, the Junkyard Dog in 1988. You cannot oversell how popular the Junkyard Dog was. Go and find his matches from the high point of his career and just look at the fans. They are going insane. They love this man. When the first ever Royal Rumble aired, though, the concept was certainly a work in progress. There was only 20 people, and participants didn't even get entrance music. It had no atmosphere. This meant when JYD was the last guy in, it was a bit meh, and although he had 2 minutes and 30 seconds, he did nothing. Not sure this was his fault, but he was told to aimlessly go from wrestler to wrestler and then was tipped to the outside by Ron Bass. It wasn't ideal, as it meant Junkyard spent the least amount of time in the thing, and given this was his first and last appearance, we should have done more. I suppose there was a story here, as during the WrestleMania Battle Royal, the tables were turned, but did anybody care or notice? Not really. Number 2, Booker T in 2002. This was Booker T's first ever Royal Rumble match, and seriously, if you had told me Book would have won the thing at some point, I'd have been right behind it. So when he was given 33 seconds, what the flub? Now we do know why this happened. 2002 was still WCW versus WWE territory, even though World Championship Wrestling was already dead, so we had to punish their stars for a while. Don't think about it, because it doesn't make any sense. Booker was allowed to eliminate RVD, but note that Van Damme had been laid out beforehand with the pedigree, although this did excite the future king, because he decided this was the perfect time to do a spin-a-rooney, which set Stone Cold off, as he said goodbye to the five-time WCW champion. So essentially, Booker T was used for comedy here, and while he was great at that, I'm not really sure we were thinking long-term. Number 1, Rey Mysterio in 2014. Well, we all know this one. What a mess. Fans were desperate for Daniel Bryan to win the 2014 Royal Rumble, let alone just be in it. So after 29 entrants, they noticed he hadn't arrived. So everybody sat down and gone, well, of course he's going to be number 30. And here's a spoiler for you. He was not. Rey Mysterio took that spot instead. And when the audience realized what had happened, the boos rained down and it was nuts. It wasn't like they were specifically mad at Mysterio either. They were just livid in what they assumed would happen was definitely not going to happen. Batista got it in the neck as well, because he won the thing, and while Rey was great as ever for his 2 minutes as he tussled with Seth Rollins, the architect must have taken pity on the masked legend, because he just chucked him over the top, and I tell you, it was best for everyone. If you are not aware of this time in WWE, just know that today some people call it the worst Royal Rumble ever. Now that is a little bit of a stretch, but you never want to be part of that chat. Nothing went right this night because we did everything the fans didn't want to do.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.